tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, we're back! I love this theme song so much. Welcome back, guys, to AfterBuzz TV. We're here for an after show, and it's a thing called Castle, Season 8, Episode 5, The Nose. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You can find me all over social media as atorres890. Can't do this alone, like I say every week, because I got this beautiful blonde over here. Her name is JJ Snyder.
Thanks, you purple-haired vixen. That's right. I'm JJ Snyder. So happy to see you guys. Great time having you here.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because you know why? Because this was my favorite episode of the season.
Really?
So far. This was my favorite episode so far.
Tell me.
I love this episode.
Okay.
I was so captivated by this Mia character.
She was kind of awesome.
She's so fun.
Yeah, no, I liked her. I kind of need her to be in my life more.
Yeah.
Which I want to get into more about her condition, but I want you to tell me more things.
Okay. Also, I think there was just a lot of humor and great writing.
There was a lot of really great writing in this episode. Yeah, yeah, I felt like they really like hit it on the nose on that one.
What?
That wasn't intentional.
That was the first of many nose references we'll be making today, right?
I'm not
Alexis?
Doing it. I'm not doing it. But thanks, guys, so much for hanging out with us. Our internet's being a little weird, so if we can't respond to you in the chat, we swear that we're reading it. It's going to be up here for me to see. And JJ will also be keeping an eye on it because I have terrible eyes, hence why I have glasses. But we really appreciate you guys being here to talk about Castle. Don't forget to go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, leave us a review, things like that, 4 stars, 5 stars, anything like that. We just really appreciate all of your feedback because you guys are awesome, and I just love spending my Tuesday afternoons talking with you guys. And, of course, JJ.
Yeah, you know what I appreciate is when people write us during the week on Twitter and also write under the video on YouTube.
Yeah, and
if
you're watching for the first time because you guys didn't know if there was a Castle After Show, we actually have an awesome Twitter, fan Twitter, called ABTV Castle or AfterBuzz Castle that you can find, and they have all of our episodes on there, pictures, things like that. Well, we've only had one guest, but when we get more guests, you can see all that kind of stuff too, and it's on Twitter.
And the proper address is at AfterBuzz TV Castle.
Yes. So please go hang out with them, and you will catch up with all of our latest episodes there. But I want to talk about this episode because holy guacamole, it was good.
Holy guacamole. Shall we start from the very beginning, Alexis?
Well, we should because Justin Fletcher was our victim. And it was so weird because when I saw Mia, I was like, gosh, she looks familiar. Mm-hmm. And it was JJ's great brains that found out the actress who she was on Mad TV.
Yes.
I don't
Stephanie Weir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember her from Mad TV. I can't remember what her characters were, but if anybody can remember that or what she's played, I would greatly appreciate I would greatly appreciate you guys letting me know, because I think she's just fantastic.
She's so fantastic, and you know, she's the real deal. It makes so much sense when you look at her bio. You're like, oh, of course she's that funny. She is. She grew up down south, and then she went to Chicago and was in Second City, which many of you know is a huge improv theater. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, kind of like the Groundlings, and so she's kind of, you know, she's an improviser, like comedian.
Yeah.
Of real note.
No, so I was really happy to see her face because I was like, oh man, this episode's gonna be good because I love her.
Yes.
But no, go ahead.
It was just there was so much suspense when the killer got in the elevator with her.
I was so terrifying. She was gonna die. I was waiting for it.
He had the gun out.
Yeah, because I mean, there have been times in Castle where you don't hear a gunshot sometimes, and you just like assume that they're dead, and then sometimes they're not, and sometimes they are. And luckily enough, she survived, thank goodness. So
did you also imagine yourself, like, if you were in a parking garage, and I was in one today, and I was a little creeped out. I was totally thinking about it. I'm like, something could go down in this parking garage.
Every single time I'm in a parking garage.
They're a little creepy. And you heard shots and running into the elevator, but being in that position of just trying to get the door to shut.
It's just a nightmare, but I wanted to talk about her. Her name is Mia Laszlo. Mm-hmm. And she is
she has super, super ability.
Yes, what I was going to say. It's a hyper...
osmia.
Osmia.
Or osmia.
Yes. I think. And I actually wanted to talk to you about this because I actually have nerve damage in my nose if you guys don't know, I'm a martial artist, so I've been competing for a long period of time. I've been doing it since I was like 8.
Do you have special powers?
I do. I actually have a very sensitive nose. Because apparently, I don't want to go into the logistics of it because I can't remember because it was a long time ago. But I can just... It's not as bad as hers. But I can tell, like, who a person is sometimes because I hang out with them so much just from, like, their smell and things like that. Like, I can... Like, my apartment's next to a donut shop. As I'm already, like, a block away, I can smell the donuts. And I'm like, oh, I'm near home.
So you have a really sensitive nose? A heightened sensitivity, you think?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's like the opposite of like when Spider-Man gets bit by a spider and he becomes Spider-Man. And mine's more like, I got hit in the nose and I can smell things, which is weird because some people who usually get hit in the nose, their sense of smell goes down. But for some odd reason, the way that the bone structure was and everything just happened to be that way. It's weird.
I think it's totally fascinating. Did you relate to her a little bit?
I did a lot because there are times where, like, I will be in a public space and there's that one person who just reeks. But to you, it's like, oh, okay, someone has a little bit of BO. Mine is like, that is all I can smell.
And in all fairness, there are some people who just reek.
No. Yeah. But, like, also when it comes to food, if I have, like, my best friend can attest to this, I had I know that we're getting into something that has nothing to do with the episode.
We're talking about smell. This is totally relevant.
So there's a new, grilled cheese place near my house. So, but they have, like...
Second food reference you've made.
I can't help it. I love food. Hungry. There was a grilled cheese place next to me, but they also have, like, panini, like, desserts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I had my usual, like, pepper... It was, like, a pizza... panini, and then they gave me a dessert one that had like cinnamon and powdered sugar. So yum. I had them both with me. I put them down as I'm eating my actual lunch. The smell from the powdered sugar, the Nutella, and the cinnamon that was in my dessert was so overpowering to me. Every time I took a bite, all I can taste was cinnamon.
Interesting.
Even though it's like it's like that far away from me, with my sandwich being right here.
I think you may want to look into this because you might be hyper.
I didn't know there was a term for it because I never asked. Yeah, I know, I'm gonna have to look it up.
It's super fascinating. Yeah, I mean, it was so fun how they made this character so quirky. But hers, of course, is to like a really really heightened level.
Yeah, to the point where she has to live a certain way to do that. Because I can get over certain things, but there are times where I'll be somewhere like if someone decided to not throw out the trash like one day, I cannot live there because it just reeks of trash and I get dizzy. From just being around.
Well, these are all good instincts.
Yeah.
But my mother has a very heightened sense of smell, probably a little bit like what you're talking about. Yeah. And so if you get in the car with perfume, she will go, "Ew, who has that perfume on? Jennifer?" Oh, God.
Yeah, the Axe sprays kill me every single time.
Oh, the Axe sprays.
Yeah, I just want to vomit because it's like me spraying aerosol into my mouth.
I don't like fake smells. And the older I get, the more I'm aware of that. I appreciate a good natural smell.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I'd rather deal with your musk than you smell like aerosol can. Like, that's just how I feel about it. But anyway.
All right, so moving on. Okay, so Mia made a 911 call.
She did, because...
And she wanted it to be anonymous. But
she's a witness, so usually, even though you're anonymous, the police will usually come...
12th precinct called her in, and she was so funny. Like right away on the phone, she was like, I don't want to be involved in this.
And I don't blame her. That's a scary situation after, you know, because most people who usually witness a murder sometimes can also get into some hot water. So.
So Ryan and Espo picked her up, right?
Yes, they did. And
she did not like them.
No, apparently Ryan smelled real bad. And I love how Ryan's been kind of off his game. This whole episode.
Man.
And Javi to a point.
Man.
But Ryan was real bad. Like, when Kate was, like, leaning into the car and her beautiful little butt was hanging out and he said something about...
Your tight end. No guy could get in that.
Yeah, it was so bad. I'm gonna stop talking. And then, like, when they're in the precinct and they finally bring Mia in, he's like, at least you smell good. And I was just like, Ryan, what is going on? Is Jenny not giving it to you? And you're just like, really?
I feel really bad, even for the actor, Seamus. We should ask him how he's feeling right now, because his character is just, yikes. He's just kind of doing everything wrong right now.
I just feel like he's under so much pressure right now that I feel like he has to deal with a second child. He didn't get, he didn't pass the sergeant exam.
That was really disappointing.
He shot his partner in the butt. Like, it's rough. Also, I know we're not there yet, but I love, I'll save my piece. But anyway.
So in that moment too, can we just go back to where Mia said that Ryan didn't smell good. She also had one of many amazing lines.
Just so many.
By the way, the episode was written by a Castle writer, Nancy San.
Nancy?
Yeah.
She was spot on.
Fun lines. But the line I loved is she said, Javi's cologne smelled like Satan's butt sweat.
Oh, God. I was like, that is so rude, but like, probably true.
Did I just hear that? Satan's butt sweat? But yeah. It's like, that is so funny.
Her lines were fantastic.
Fantastic.
I loved every single minute of it, and I wanted more of it.
Okay, so she's in the station because they want her take on what happened in the garage.
Yes, and because she was the most key witness out of anybody that was there. She was in the elevator with the killer. We found out that he was a 6'2" white man. He's wearing all black. He smelled of sweat and gunpowder. A little bit of puppies thrown in there, and I was like, so wet dog? I'm very confused about that, because puppies smell different. There's always, like, as a person who has, like, really heightened senses, puppy smells are, like, totally different than an actual dog smell.
Everyone knows the puppy smell.
It's the best.
It is the best.
So
our Vic had a silver briefcase.
Yes, and Haley comes in, and says that there's
Haley's back.
Yes. I think Haley is going to be a big part of this, just from this episode alone. She comes back in and lets them know that she's been hired by the insurance company for the item in the briefcase. And the item in the briefcase is a Van Gogh that got lost in World War II. And it's a $65 million painting.
I love that.
Holy crap.
I think art heists, like the topic of art heists, are fascinating.
Yeah.
And they really happen.
No, they do. Yeah. People are like, oh, it's just a movie thing. I'm like, no, these things happen. You just don't really hear about them that often, but it's a thing.
Oh, they happen. Yeah. And didn't you think, gosh, it must have been a small painting to be in that silver briefcase.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, is it rolled up? Because if it's an oil painting, that's not going to look very good. But then again, it is a Van Gogh painting.
Yes.
I was sitting there going, okay, this is nice. I mean, I don't know if you've watched Psych. But there's a lot, same thing. It's like a crime comedy show that I also love. And they have several art heists in there with the guy, Cary Elwes, who plays from Robin Hood Men in Tights, Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. He always plays this character who's always trying to, he's an art collector, and he like tries to steal art. And it's fun.
It's super interesting. And then to have, and what we'll unravel in this episode is to have an imposter. Version?
Yeah, they had a forgery.
A forgery, thank
you. Yeah, which I was like...
Forgery.
I was like, I mean, there's a lot of big words happening in this episode, which I'm totally fine with. We'll get to that chat.
Yes.
Hold on.
We see we've got Jessica, Melissa, Candy in the chat. Thank you for joining us, guys.
But yes, Mia was very entertaining, Candy, and I want more of her. But anyway, so Castle noted... Mia tells Castle that her pheromones were out of whack. See, that my nose, that's where the limit is. I don't know what pheromones smell like. But I have worked in a store where they actually put pheromones in a spray so that men will be more attractive.
Pheromones are a really interesting conversation because you can't really, it's nothing you can really actually measure. Yeah. So I always feel like it's this, I know it, they exist, but it's, you know, it's kind of like,
but yeah, I mean, if she can,
pheromones.
She can smell sweat. So I'm assuming that maybe there's a certain type of scent in her sweat that makes her seem attractive.
Well, you know, there's probably dogs that have the same heightened sense of smell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. So they probably know when a dog
she might have
is
a life
heat.
A little bit like a
I would assume so. I mean, some people, they call me Alex the Bloodhound sometimes for certain things, but I'm not even close to Mia's level.
Yeah.
So I just think I'm already having a hard time with certain smells. I don't know how I'd be able to live like Mia. It's crazy.
So I thought it was great how Castle knew, though, to capitalize to go over and meet Mia by the elevator. and kind of introduce himself to her, because he was intrigued.
Oh, yeah, I know, which makes sense, because he's going to do anything in his power to get Kate back. So why not be a little bit more castle than usual and hire someone who's a smell-o-meter to help him out to figure
smell-o-meter.
To figure out... I was remembering those old, like, boomerang cartoons where it's like, things of the future, a smell-o-meter.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yep. So, Castle takes her home in his new Ferrari. This is one of my favorite parts.
This was the first time I noticed Castle had a new Ferrari. Did you already catch on to that?
This is my brain of he's going through a midlife crisis, but it's a breakup, and he's like, I'm gonna, because Alexis and Mama Shades decided that they're like, hey, you've been eating frozen pizzas and things, and Lucy... his little Luxor companion is letting them know, like, hey, Castle's been doing this and doing this and doing this, and they're just concerned, you know, for his well-being.
He really got a makeover this season. He did. It's just part of his makeover.
Yes. I'm worried and excited.
Once again, we're going to see him kick butt in this episode. Just a preview of that.
Let's just say he physically
kicks a little butt.
He does, but also he used his butt in this next scene. So
there was kind of a butt through line.
There was a lot of butt.
Yeah.
Sorry, iTunes listeners. It's true.
Yeah.
So we get to the part where he's trying to convince Mia to be part of the team and help them out, and not just for his sake to get Kate back, but because there is a guy who was murdered and they need to find out, you know, they need to give him justice. And she's like, well, no. I love how the music like built up. Like, she's like, you're right, I should do that. And she's just like, no. And I was like, yeah, I saw that coming.
She's so quirky.
I love her. And
crabby.
And I love how she sits back in her chair and she's like, you can't make me go. And it just goes quiet. And you looked at me because you knew what was happening. And I was just like, what? And then...
Wait for it.
When Nathan did this weird, like, I'm really guilty face, it reminded me of living with my brothers and sitting there going, what are you doing? No.
You better not
be. Stop. And then it just reeks the room. And I love how he's just like, yeah, dang, how did you know I had tacos today? Tacos.
Yeah, you were right about those tacos. Yeah. He let one rip. And Mia was just like, her reaction
I thought she was going to throw up.
It was bad. It was like atomic bomb hitting the room.
Gross. And I feel bad because then she has to come back to that. But I also love the fact that she has that, I don't really know what to call that chamber. Oh, I thought it was
the desanitizer. Chamber.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. It was hilarious.
I was like, I would love to, I love it because in certain malls they have these things called like the wind chambers where they act like you're supposed to feel like you're in a tornado.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they have them in certain.
I've never seen that.
It's called like wind cycles or something like that, and you stand in there and then it blows and your hair goes crazy and you're just screaming the whole time. That's what it reminded me of that. And it was just really funny. I would have loved to ask Nathan Fillion. I'll be like, how was it in there? Yes. Is it crazy? Did you just scream for fun? Or were you actually screaming because it was horrendous in there?
And they built that chamber on the show. Like, that's so funny. I mean, they had him. They were blowing him. That was funny.
No, that's a second pun today. Technically blowing nose, other things. Oh, Lord have mercy.
This is a dirty, dirty show.
There's a lot of butt talk.
Innuendo.
I don't appreciate it.
It's just all innuendo.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay, so he brings her into the precinct.
Yes.
To do a smell lineup. Are we ready for that? Or did I jump ahead too far?
No. You are correct, because I was sitting there going, all right, this is new.
Yeah, it was funny.
I love how she was like appalled, and her facial expressions were on point every single time. I loved every minute about that.
So funny, Stephanie.
I can't remember the guy. Was it Freddie, I guess, who was the one that was in the garage at the time? Because he was there to... Oh, Lord have mercy.
Freddie Stark. So he arrived... Yeah, we're a little confused about Freddie's role.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yes. Chat, if you guys can get in there or tweet at us or anything like that, at atorres890, at j2snyder, let us know what Freddie's actual role was. I thought he was there to...
He went to retrieve the painting.
Right, but there were so many other...
But we don't know if it was the real painting or if he knew...
But the thing is, there were so many people who were also trying to retrieve the painting. Because according to Tom Gilliam, he was the head of Falcon Unit. He asked Freddie to find Justin, because Justin apparently wasn't... I know I'm getting a little bit ahead, but Justin was the incorrect transporter. Because his car was bulletproof glass and all this kind of crazy stuff.
Cool car. His car was, like, tricked out.
It was awesome. And I was just sitting there going, what is happening? There's too many people in play. I'm really confused. So I apologize if I seem like I'm going back and forth, but it didn't.
Well, we do know Tom Gillian is the guy in the suit. So
he was bald in charge of Falcon. He was the one that was like, yeah.
That was a great scene when Ryan and Espo went and confronted him in that office building scene.
Well,
I liked it.
I mean, I understand where Ryan's coming from. It seems like Esposito is very amped, which he should be. He did get Sergeant. That's awesome.
He did.
And, Ryan didn't. And, Esposito usually takes charge most of the time. Like, at least from what I've noticed. Like, that's... They go back and forth, but most of the time I notice him just being like, follow my lead, bro. And...
I just don't see it that way.
Yeah, I know. Same here.
Just kidding.
No, but I actually don't. And Ryan, I feel like it's actually just amped more because the fact that he didn't get Sergeant.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a problem. Yeah. I mean, I would feel it if I were Ryan. I would feel really kind of disappointed. And all of a sudden, like, your person... Your buddy, who's your partner, is kind of like on a higher level than you, and it's uncomfortable.
It's
they
weird.
Need to have a talk. They
no,
need to,
and
yeah.
I think
they need to have a sit down.
Well, that's why I think yes. That's why I think Captain Beckett's last call that she made at the very end of the episode was very smart, and I'm really glad
you guys
she
are going to go to therapy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, smart, especially since most people who usually get shot in the line of duty have to go to therapy, and if it's by a partner. Even they both have to go. That's technically police protocol. I could be wrong. That's just from what I've heard from cop friends and or TV shows. But I mean, let me know. Jessica,
so,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Jessica
go ahead.
Said Freddie was hired transporting the forgery. So that was what his job was.
All right, excellent. And
go
now
ahead.
We're gonna have another guy come into the picture though, a transporter named Liam Hollister.
Yes.
And I think that came out of the conversation with Tom Gillian.
Yes.
Okay. So now they have a new person to go after, this Liam Hollister.
Which they decide, Ryan and Espo decide to go together. And of course, they had their discussion of, we cool? Because you didn't even congratulate me on my, on me getting an exam. Of course, Ryan felt bad. And he's like, we're cool. We're fine. Does a little pound it moment. And then they go into a building they come out of their car to confront Liam. Liam runs every single time.
Hey, man. Chase
every
time.
Every single time. And they run through
the chase is on.
a construction zone, and
it was like a cool old hotel.
It
did. I was wondering
what
that location was.
Yeah,
they had the coolest locations on.
Yeah,
the show.
I never know if they're actually shooting in New York for these shots if they're on set. It's weird sometimes.
Or like in a downtown LA.
I mean, because sometimes they could technically. Well, I don't know if they can shoot
that hotel
on a Universal
could have been
lot.
Very downtown
no
LA. The exterior.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with you. So
they're chasing this guy, Liam.
Mm-hmm.
They run into this construction site.
Mm-hmm.
And a shadow happens.
Yes, which
they separate, by the way.
Well, yeah, they split up. And Ryan's, like, really irritated.
Espo told Ryan to go left.
To go left. And Ryan leaves, like, the largest sigh I've ever heard. He's just like, and I was like, all right, Ryan, just you're here to catch somebody. Just don't worry about it. And he sees a shadow. He shoots before saying anything else. And, well, as soon as I heard the yelp, I was like, that's Espo. But I wasn't expecting where the shot was going to be. I thought it was going to be, like, in the shoulder.
Gosh.
Or it was going to graze him,
I'm not
scared him.
I'm not sure Ryan knew until he threw back that curtain that it was Espo.
No.
I thought as he approached it, he got Liam.
Nope. And the bad thing is he shot him right in the booty.
In the butt.
Gluteus maximus.
In the butt.
In the rear. And it was just yikes.
That was his line. You shot me in the ass.
And I was just like, oh my God, we're having a Bad Boys 2 moment where Will Smith shoots Martin Lawrence in the ass. Oh no. I mean, and that was a little bit different because I think they were SWAT and there was a whole bunch of other things going on. So it could have been anybody, but it was Will Smith.
I felt like, oh no, this is so bad. Like in the history of the show, Ryan will never be able to live this down. He's just shot Javi in the ass.
Yep.
Like, it's done.
I mean, I feel like Ryan has been through a lot this past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
I just feel like this was just the icing on the cake. And I'm like, Lord have mercy.
This was bad.
But in my brain, I was like, oh, maybe they'll get through it. I mean, they almost died last season in that building that collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we can get through it. But apparently it was just a giant demeasuring contest between the two of them for a majority of the rest of the episode. I was just kind of like, come on, guys. Like, I understand that you got shot, and I know you're upset, But, like, Ryan obviously did it on accident, but I also know that Ryan's upset at you because you're being also a D-bag, and it's like, there's a lot of things going
on. There's more going on there. I think when I saw Javi walk back into the 12th precinct, and he was, you know, obviously he was fine. He kind of, like, went to the hospital, got it patched up, and he was fine. Yeah. Then I thought, okay, it wasn't as big a deal as
No, he just needs to probably sit on a little red...
Ooh, a donut?
Yeah, a little red donut, which are not comfortable, and he has to walk around with a cane because it is a little bit lower. Like, I get it. I get it. Like, I understand that this is... I don't know if it's traumatizing, but I bet you it just... It sucks. So, in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I
well,
mean, like...
Yeah, I think...
Ryan tried. Ryan was trying to make sure, like, hey, I'm here to take care of you. And he was just, like, he used his cane to push him off. He's like, no, I don't need your help. And I was like, come on, dude.
Hey, do you know what? Bigger than this whole ass shot, it's, we've totally skipped over something so significant. I'm just shocked. We didn't talk about that moment where Beckett told Castle she was going to come to the apartment later to pick up her stuff.
I was gonna wait for that because I wanted to get to the whole Kate thing. Just Kate and Castle. But no,
but I mean that was in the beginning, and that was like, oh, are we still going to go back to this?
I just think
separation storyline. A lot of fans are having a problem with this storyline.
I mean, guys, I feel you. I've been wanting my casket to happen since day frickin' one back in season one. It's rough, but at the same time, I understand what they're going to do, and we all know they're going to get back together at the end of the season. If not, go ahead and crucify me on the internet, whatever. But, like, I feel like I get it. It's happening. It sucks.
Death by internet.
I mean, it's happened before.
Alexis like, Torres.
Here lies Alexis Torres. Death by Castle fans. But in the end, I'm okay with the fact that this is happening because I know there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There's going to be something.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel like, that, you know, if they're working together, I mean, if he's down at the precinct often and they're seen, like, on crime scenes together, what difference does it make if they're together at home, too. To me, she's around him a lot. If she really wants to keep him out of harm's way, then she would need to, like,
it's just weird.
Have him move
it's just,
to another state. So
it's just,
I kind of feel like they need to up the stakes a little for me to believe in the storyline.
I knew for a fact that when they got married that this wasn't the end. I knew it wasn't going to be sunshine, rainbows, and being married. Like, I knew that wasn't going to be a thing.
Well, no one wants that either because that would be boring.
I mean, I wasn't expecting this, but yes, I completely agree.
So we have some feedback from the... chat role, and some people feel that Espo was acting like a baby when
I
got shot.
Boo69Bs, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Sometimes Espo has been kind of getting on my nerves as of recent, but it's mostly hit or miss because sometimes he's like he's super awesome, which he usually is, and he'll do something. But lately, he's been a little whiny. But Ryan has been too. But I know Ryan's going
like
through
holding
some
the
stuff.
Grudge a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, he can be.
And Ryan is also going through a lot. And I know that Espo's trying to be his buddy, but at the same time, I feel like he's not on the same level as Ryan. Like, Ryan's panicking.
Are we going to find out kind of why he failed the exam? I'm kind of curious. Like, aren't you kind of curious? Like,
I think he failed because he has too much on his plate.
Answer the questions right?
He
if he didn't study?
He has to deal with a second pregnant Jenny with a newborn baby to a point. I mean, I don't even know if this baby's even a year yet. I can't tell time right now. He doesn't have enough money to pay for all this
we
kind of
We need
stuff.
A good scene at home with Jenny and the baby to really, like, fill in that storyline.
I want
to
see the baby.
Don't we?
And I want to see Jenny.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I would like to see all of it.
That would be good.
That's just me being demanding. But I just feel that Ryan has a lot on his plate, and I feel like Espo hasn't been... That's what I think the therapy's going to be there for. That was my prediction, is that therapy's really going to bring out a lot between Ryan and
There's
Javi.
A lot of people on the show who need therapy, including
Kate and Castle. But, I mean, obviously, it's mostly Kate right now dealing with something. But the events that happened near the end of the episode with Castle and that gunman showed that if Kate technically brought in Castle with everything, he would be in deeper trouble than he would need. But that's my own.
You mean the gunman that came into his apartment?
Yes.
Delivery guy?
Yeah.
Can we back up on that scene? Because that was a funny scene. So he brought Mia over. Oh, because she insisted on having steamed food. She could not have takeout.
Yeah.
And at this point in the episode, like, it was such a great guest star role because she was being very useful.
A lot.
Like, having this person, I mean, she could almost be on staff.
Wait,
you know
did
I mean?
The Liam thing happen before she got food?
I think so.
Okay, so obviously after they lost Liam after the whole scuffle, we find
out... Javi got shot in the butt.
Yeah, we find out that Liam's car is being detailed at some garage or something like that. So Castle and Mia decide to go on their own. They check out. They have this elaborate plan.
This was fantastic.
I was like, Castle comes up with the best things.
Yes.
Castle has the asked Mia to open the trunk. He finds the suitcase and he's like, oh yeah. Liam shows up. He's very upset. He has a gun pulled out on Castle. And so Mia starts the car and he's like, what's going on? And then
Mia goes renegade.
Yeah, she hits reverse. She falls into the trunk. He slams the trunk on his
almost
hand.
Almost on his hand.
No, it did. That thing hurt.
Yeah.
And then that was it. He called Ryan and Espo and they came to pick him up. And lo and behold, they got him.
And when you and I were watching this together, yes. And they said, like, on three, we're going to open the trunk. And you and I both thought,
I thought
either
for,
he's
he
going to be gone.
Yeah, or he was going to jump out and do something real stupid.
He had another gun. Yeah, yeah. Something was going to happen. That was a lot of...
Which, nothing happened.
I was very
disappointed and also okay with it. Yeah. But no, I love how...
Mia was so excited. Now she's starting to feel the spirit
of crime. She was high-fiving Castle. She came up with Hotshot Ryan and Asposito.
Asposito!
I was dying.
One of the best lines of the whole episode.
What?
Asposito. I think we're going to... That name's going to live on.
No, I'm going to remember that forever.
Funny.
But then, yeah, we get to the point where, you know, Liam is in custody. They interrogate him, and Mia's like, I need food. Like, now.
Yeah, like now.
And so Castle takes him home, and Martha's cooking.
She's really high maintenance.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Martha's steaming food for her, and she knows Martha.
See, well, as soon as
she's so excited to see Martha.
As soon as Mama Shades was in the kitchen, and Mia came in, and she, like, stopped in her tracks. I was like, oh, no, she's going to know Martha.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because Mama Shades is usually there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she's just kind of in the background and whatever. But she was cooking. So I knew she was going to be there for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there going, what are they doing with this? What happened? And obviously Martha's she's a big star. She's been in Broadway.
Can we just talk about how her hair always looks good?
She is always on point.
And just always
her
put together.
Wardrobe.
I want to be, when I reach her age, I would love
to
be
like
a woman
like
that.
Like 30 years, right?
I just want to have my hair like that. And I want to just be wearing those nice suits.
I love all of her jewelry.
Jewelry?
Mama Shades got it going on. Martha!
But she loves her. She saw her in Pippin off Broadway.
Off Broadway.
New Jersey.
Like, New Jersey. And she's like I said, off Broadway.
I think, was this when she had that line, don't be a hater, Richard?
Yes.
That was the best line.
Yeah, no, Mama Shades always has the best lines when it comes to certain
things.
Don't
be a hater,
Richard. Every time when she has her sass come out, I'm like, I already know this is going to be a good episode.
That's funny.
She was like, she sat there and Mia hated Pippin. And the theater smelled horrid.
Now, like cheese or something?
Something really gross where I actually wanted
and
to
theaters
throw up.
Can really stink. Yeah.
I think the one theater that I love, or two of them actually, one is Pantages always smells good. It smells like popcorn and I'm like,
it has to. It's Disney.
Yeah, exactly. And I think is it the Orpheum in San Francisco? I could be wrong. I can't remember what it's called, but that place always smells good.
I love old classic theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're so fun.
But yeah, so
makes
she...
Makes me want to go to one.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge musical nut, so I'm all about the theater. But I love how Mia was like, you were like, I forgot. I wasn't living in real life. I was just watching you and you were amazing and extraordinary. And of course, she's
made
like... That was the best day of her life.
Yeah.
And I love that. And of course, Martha got all teary-eyed like she does and hugged her. And even though she's like, oh, you don't smell... What was it? You don't smell as bad?
You don't smell bad or gross.
You don't smell half as bad as the people that were around me today.
Funny.
And I love how Martha's face went like, excuse me? And Castle's just like, that's a
compliment.
That's a high compliment. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, but yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Food is being delivered.
Well, because
Martha ordered
takeout because she knew that food was going to be real gross. And Mia was eating all of it, which is great. And he opens the door and there was a guy standing there with a gun. And I love Castle. He's like, where did you order takeout from?
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. Yeah. We find out.
So this guy's name's Lorenzo.
Yeah.
And his family has a tie to this painting.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he's been spending most of his life trying to track down this painting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is where you and I got just a tad bit overloaded
lost.
With the plot. In terms
I thought
of,
it was Justin
right,
coming back
Liam,
to life.
Justin, Lorenzo. We have all these guys coming after the painting. Okay, but clearly he wanted that painting. And he knew about the I can't remember the name for an imposter painting again.
Forgery.
Gosh, why can't
there's
I remember
a lot,
that?
There's a lot of names going on. Forgery. It's all going forgery. Oh, my goodness.
Forgery. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah.
He knew about the forgery.
Yes, also. Which is what tipped off Kate, because she was like, what the heck? I love how she actually took a minute before walking into
the
apartment.
By the way, Kate's on the scene.
Yeah. And I love how she had to take a breath before walking into an apartment that she wanted to spend her life in, Kate. And, you know, she hugged Castle.
And I thought the way she called him Rick was kind of weird.
Well, because
I don't know what it was.
We haven't
it
heard
was like
her. We haven't heard her call her
abnormal
Rick in a while. And
was,
also,
yeah.
Before
it was
that,
kind of formal.
Yes. But also at the same time, she called him Babe. When they were about to leave.
Earlier.
She was like, bon appetit, babe, and like slapped him on the shoulder. And I was like,
she's kind of, babe. She's having a hard time. Well, if you're around someone all the time and you love them, then, yeah, I mean.
No, it comes out. But I know she's been kind of trying to. She's slowly building this brick wall between them.
Yeah.
And at one point, she just kind of forgets. So it just kind of sits there and it's like halfway done. Like, I get it.
Have you ever had that happen, like with an ex-boyfriend where you, hey, sweetie, or something like that?
I did with an ex-girlfriend not too long ago.
What happened?
We were at dinner. She was showing me pictures of her fiancé, and we were just talking.
That's not awkward.
Yeah. No, we're good
it
friends
wasn't?
Now. Nah.
Okay, good.
It was awkward, like, when they were dating, and she was like, hey, you introduced us a long time ago. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
Wow.
We were talking, and I was like, oh, I got the check, babe. Don't worry about it. And then she looked at me, and I was just like, sorry.
Just
sorry.
Came out. Because, like, for that moment in time, you're back in that space with that person.
I mean, it felt like we were.
And you probably remember, like, pet names that you haven't said in a decade.
Yeah, she used to call me sweetheart all the time. Like, that was a thing. But, you know, she still calls me that, but it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean the same thing.
No, because she actually has a different name for people that she, like, obviously that she's currently with now or whatever.
Hopefully not the same name.
No.
You can't recycle, like, affectionate names for lovers,
pet names are weird,
think. Don't you think?
No, I agree. No, she only,
you have to have
sweetheart
a
is only
different
reserved
name
for me.
Each person.
No, sweetheart was only reserved for me. I think she calls her Honeypot or something like that is her fiance's
Honeypot. It's
well,
kind of long, but
well,
that's fine.
Her name's Honey.
Oh!
So it's named Honey.
Well, that changes everything.
I don't know.
That changes everything.
I don't know.
Okay, so, all right. So after the scene in Castle's apartment.
Yeah, that was, I was actually scared. But, oh, we didn't get to the part where he knocks out Lorenzo, but he also hits Mia in the nose.
Bam! And right when that happens, first thought in both our minds. She's not going to be able to smell anymore.
I thought, like, that would, like, cure her.
Her superpowers.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like, okay, now she can't smell. She can live a different life. She can be her.
See, and I'm thinking this is terrible because this is, like, she has these superpowers.
It was, like, me being positive. Like, you can live now. And you're like, no, she can't live on.
Okay, but can we skip to that within that conversation?
Yeah.
How the episode ended? Because even though Castle went and saw her at her apartment and she basically thanked him for breaking her nose.
I love the paper flowers that he made for her.
The paper flowers were hilarious.
I loved that.
They were so dorky.
I was okay with it. I would have
swooned. I love them.
I would have
it was so cute.
Swooned.
I mean, they really connected. Like, it's really cute. But I
because
don't
he saved
think
her.
They sort of said, she sort of said, now I could live. But she didn't say, I've lost my hyperosmia.
No,
she didn't officially, because the writers need to bring her back.
No, that's what I'm saying. I completely agree with you. That's a that's a great prediction.
Okay.
I think it's great. No, and she even said, my nose will go back to normal, waiting for the swelling to go down. I'm like,
oh, but you could take that two ways. You could say that the nose will go back to normal, the appearance of the nose. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, actually.
Yeah. I mean, my nose still has like a weird bump where it's, where it was broken.
Yeah. Is there anything that has not happened to you, girl? You've got stories.
That's what happens when you live in San Francisco and live in a martial art family. You have stories.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
no.
even have, you have all your teeth.
Yes.
So you're getting teeth knocked out. Nice teeth, by the way.
Oh, thank you. 6 years of braces and retainer, and I had a nice mouth guard.
Yeah.
When I was competing.
Show off your teeth. I mean, do you guys see Alexis's teeth are really nice.
I should be wearing my retainer more often, though, so I feel like they're moving. So I'm sorry, Mom. I love you. But anyway.
Expensive.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to make it big.
I have a retainer
so
right now.
I
have an adult retainer.
Yeah, I want to get
Invisalign. Because mine were moving in the wrong
Invisalign
places.
When I make better money and become a big star. I don't know. Anyway.
You're a big star in my eyes, honey.
Aww. Thanks.
You're huge. Okay, so wrapping up the episode.
Oh, I called it.
What?
You can literally see it in my notes. JJ, you can attest. It says Miss Laszlo literally in the beginning
the
of my notes.
The fourth thing in your notes said the brother did it. And I can't believe you bought that because he seemed really, really transparent and innocent in that first interview.
I'm telling you, man, it's that always that character that doesn't make a scene first.
I knew that was possible, but like, I thought, no, it's not him because he's too clear. Yeah, the brother did it.
Yeah, I was sitting there going...
That was kind of a bummer.
It was a bummer. Yeah. I didn't like that. I kind of was really upset that the brother did it.
He didn't really want to kill his brother.
But he did because he needed money. That's the that's like... I mean, I'm not getting on you. I don't know if Nancy wrote the whole episode.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting on you for that because, I mean, that was a great twist. I wasn't expecting it.
You can
to
have
a
criticism.
No. But I felt like that was such a cop-out. Like, I didn't want to kill my brother, but I really need the money, so I need money more than loving you right now, so I'm going to shoot you and kill you.
I'm not sure I believed it either.
It was just rough.
Yeah.
But it made sense how they caught
him.
I
believed that it was that necessary.
Yeah, he was just free. You know, people freak out about money all the time, and some people go through crazy lengths to get them.
Yes.
But killing your own brother seems like that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot to go through.
That was dirty.
And it just hurt, you know, but... But obviously we found out the brother did it. Haley was able to retrieve the actual painting, which was in the brother's apartment. And
I love that when Beckett comes in and is like, can you tell the difference in the paintings? And they showed both.
And she's like, no.
Which I wouldn't is be probably able to do how it really is.
I wouldn't, yeah. I just love how Mia was able to do it because oil doesn't dry.
She smelled it.
Yeah, she can smell that. Of course it would be more fragrant than this. And I was
we need her character around. We want her to solve other crimes with us here on Castle. Don't we?
Yes.
Everyone should tweet up to Castle if you feel the same way and let them know that she needs to come back on.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we found out the brother did it. He did it for money. Haley's employer decides to give the painting to the State Museum.
So lovely. I loved that.
Everything
got wrapped up nice.
Yeah, Mia talks about just the fact of just living and how, you know, this superpower or whatever, how it's played in her life. We get a nice, cute little scene of Kate coming in to pick up her stuff in the middle of the night.
I really like that scene.
Or not in the middle of the night, but before Castle gets home. And
my brain, the apartment's all dark, and
I was hoping
it was just really well acted.
It was there was no words. I loved that.
Yeah,
I love when a scene can play out with no dialogue and it's just emotion. Mm-hmm. And I love how we were able to bring it back to the whole nose thing. Is that she picked up Castle's shirt and smelled it and started to get teary-eyed. Because in my brain, I mean, I don't know how anybody feels if you've lost somebody or even just like a best friend or anything. Like smelling their shirt, even though it might seem creepy to some people, smelling the shirt will bring, like smell is a good way to bring back memories. Every brain is like that, even if your nose is broken. But it just shows so much of how much she loves him and that this mere fact of his smell or his scent will be enough to bring her to tears.
Yeah, it was really touching. Yeah. I honestly want to share with you what I thought during that scene too, on a personal level. I thought about my, about 2 years ago, I had to put down my Jack Russell Terrier.
Yes, we talked about
it. He was almost 17. Yeah. And that was what that reminded me of because can remember his smell.
Isn't that like the best and the worst sometimes? Because that's how I feel. Because I also put my dog down 3 weeks ago. And he was 16 years old. He was old.
Alexis.
Little German Shepherd. And there's a...
16 for a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No,
that
lived
is amazing.
A long time.
For a German Shepherd?
Yeah. That's a long time.
That's
amazing. It was rough because he was my first dog. So there's a bedding in the backyard that my dad hasn't... I think he threw it out finally. But I went that weekend after or something like that. I went back to go take my brother to his homecoming. I was staying at the house. And I saw it, and as soon as I opened the door, because my nose is so sensitive, I could just literally open to the screen door, and it just came rushing back, and I was a mess.
Yeah.
But then there's also happy ones where, like, there's a certain restaurant out here that's really close to me that my grandpa used to take me to. He's still alive. But I don't get to see him very often. So anytime I'm feeling down, I'll go to that restaurant. All I have to do is just stand by the door, and I can smell
smell the restaurant.
The memories. Yeah.
It's an amazing sense.
And I love it.
Smell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is what is part of what's so cool about this show.
This is why you liked this episode the most, though, was just the fact of just how smell can play through so many things.
Well, I mean, I love the theme of smell, and I love, once again, when we've talked about how they bring in these concepts from real life that are so interesting.
The morals
I think the hyperosmia, though, to bring that in.
Yeah.
Like, it's super cool. And you know I'm just a sucker for the funny episodes. And so this Mia so just, good. Like, brightened up my day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was definitely Stephanie the highlight. Weir.
She was
highlight
hilarious.
Of my day. So before we go, obviously...
we have 2 weeks off.
Yeah, that's exactly terrible. I was like,
we're gonna miss you guys.
Castle. I mean, I also want to talk about that. Castle had her NYPD shirt, and he also
yes.
smelled it. But yes, the one thing that
cool
I
shirt,
will
by
be,
the way.
I can't smell that. I can't smell Castle, which will be really, really weird. But I will miss all of you guys because we're off for 2 weeks.
Yes. So we will be back.
Is it November 9th?
November 9th, I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when
yes.
that was.
The next episode, the new episode. Mm-hmm. Is Monday, November 9th. So we'll be seeing all you guys 4 p.m. on November 10th, a Tuesday.
Yes.
So we'll miss
correct.
You. Have a great Halloween, everybody.
Yes, please stay safe out there wherever you are, whether you're in L.A. or a different country or anything like that. Halloween can get kind of crazy for
Holy
some
moly.
People.
You know what I forgot to talk about?
What did we just forget to talk
I
about?
I got so excited about your story about having dinner with your ex-girlfriend who calls you.
Oh, we got to talk
by
about
your
that
husband.
Show.
That
crazy
ex-girlfriend. Has anyone watched The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Yes. I watched it last night.
I
it
did
hilarious.
Too. It was
it's good.
So good.
It's good.
I'm a fan.
I love this gal, Rachel Bloom.
She's awesome.
She's pretty fun.
No, I like
She's
her.
She's fresh,
She's
right?
crazy, but I love her.
She's crazy. So the show we're talking about is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was an internet star. This chick,
yeah,
Rachel
Bloom.
Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to me to see someone who's so talented come
her
off
voice
the internet.
Is fantastic.
How funny was that one number she did about liking the girl?
Yes.
The other girl?
That was my favorite.
Wasn't that funny?
I love
it. It was
that.
Very spicy and fun.
Guys, you should definitely watch it. Mondays.
Monday nights at 8
p.m.
on the CW. It's a perfect thing to watch. I watched
hysterical.
It. I walked my dogs and then I came back and watched Castle. It's
no.
perfect. It's a great Monday night.
It's awesome. It makes my Monday night so much
yeah.
better. But guys, you know what also makes my day better is talking to you guys. Anytime you guys want to talk about the episode, again, go to iTunes, SoundCloud, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. We love Castle. Use the hashtag ABTVCastle to catch up on all the latest news. I know we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, but I promise I will keep you guys up to date with some Castle news if I can find any. JJ's always good with that kind of stuff, too.
Thanks, you guys, for joining us, for listening, for watching, for smelling this discussion.
I mean, I wish you guys could
smell Castle.
This discussion, because JJ and I are smelling pretty
it
awesome.
It smells pretty good in here,
yeah.
I have to say.
It smells like flowers and Perrier. It's great.
It does. Perrier.
JJ, where can these awesome fans smell and find you?
Hey, guys, love to talk to you this week on Twitter and Instagram at J2Snyder and always at AfterBuzzTVCastle.
And guys, you can find me all over social media as atorres890. You can also find me on our sister networks, Popcorn Talk, when we talk about movies, and also on Black Hollywood Live for Geek Nerd Tech. You can also find me on other after shows, which is Castle, obviously. The Muppets sometimes.
Love
Switch
the Muppets.
Y'all, so good.
Watch it this week.
Switch at Birth. Face Off, the finale is this week. It's a two-parter. We have, I think, Into the Borderlands. There's a lot of shows. I'm on at least 10 shows now.
Alexis is everywhere.
Yes, or you can find me in the booth as well. Guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. You're amazing, wonderful people. Be kind to one another. Bye-bye.
Ow.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Smell you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.